So, Carrie, if you were my patient, I'd tell you something like this. I've got a magic pill for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you feel better and happier and calmer and also more energetic. Hmm. Do you want to take it?
I would take it in a second.
Well, it just so happens I do have a treatment like that. It's exercise.
Okay, you who are listening out there, I know it's annoying, but Eddie's really a great guy. So don't run away, don't dive back under the covers, and don't miss this because the next few minutes could change your life. I'm Carrie Goldberg, health and science reporter here at WBUR.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. I practice at the Boston VA, and I'm director of the Institute of Lifestyle Medicine at Harvard Medical School.
And this is The Magic Pill, a new podcast from WBUR. We're going to try to change the way you feel about exercise. And of course, Eddie and I know exercise is not a pill. It takes time and effort, and you might feel like you're bad at it and like you fail at it. That's how Sharon Joseph, a 39-year-old Boston mother of three, used to feel back when she was out of shape and overweight.
I was at the point where I was huffing and puffing after a few steps. I would continuously join gyms and never stick to it.
Might sound familiar, but we hope to get you to feel more like Sharon Joseph now. She's a Boston leader of a national group called Black Girls Run, and she's gone from being pretty much a couch potato to exercising pretty much every day.
I find strength in exercise.
So stick with us today, and we'll tell you all about our 21-day challenge. And by the end of those 21 days, we hope you'll see exercise more as a gift, as a treat, even maybe as a joy, and less as a chore or a pain. It's really a shift in mindset we're aiming for, one that can enhance your life no matter what your fitness level, whether you rarely leave your chair or you're a total gym rat or somewhere in between. I mean, of course you already know that exercise is good for you, but every single day there are forces working against you. This is where we come in. We'll bring you stories and studies, tips and music, and all you have to do is listen, and if you're inspired, try to move more every day.
And even though we'll be sharing that info with you, we'll never tell you that you should exercise.
Right, no shoulds, just what you can do, what you might want to do, and why to do it. But first, we're going to ask you just one thing.
Right now, Carrie and I are standing. Just getting out of your seat is already the first thing you can do to be a little bit healthier and just a bit more active.
Because these days, inactivity is blamed even more for premature deaths than obesity is. Okay, day one, let's get rolling. We're going to start with right now.
Right. So, Carrie, when I ask my patients who are exercising, why do you exercise? They say, because it makes me feel good right away.
Like immediately, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Say within minutes, within 10 minutes. So even stopping and doing a plank in the office, a few push-ups, walking around the block, you're going to start to feel differently right away.
Like feel differently how exactly?
Well, right off the bat, kind of get out of your head. Mm-hmm. You're a physical being. You feel your own physicality. What happens when you start to move is that you start to release neurotransmitters in your brain. It's the same stuff you try to release if we gave you some medication to make you feel better.
So you get it naturally instead.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that effect can last, right? Like, I feel that myself. And I asked a few of my friends. They agree. Like my friend Sarah Reimer, who works at Boston University.
I've done it in the morning and I'm kind of set for the day. It's like a halo of happiness around me or something.
Okay, Eddie, so you feel it quickly, it lasts, but how much do you have to do in order to really feel better?
So in the world of exercise, make it simple. Something is better than nothing. And for the most part, more is better than less.
More up to a certain point.
We'll get to that. But for most of us, get off the couch and let's get moving.
Okay, but I have to press you here. Like really, even like 3 or 5 minutes of exercise?
You're going to start to feel something. And the 3 and 5 minutes is going to turn into 5 and 10 minutes. And the 10 minutes is going to turn into 20. And then we're getting someplace.
Right. And you can get into a positive cycle. Like you move more, so you feel better, so you want to move more. One study even found that the feel-good effect is the most powerful motivator among people over 65.
We could also assume that there would be fear of mortality and fear of illness. But in fact, it was the immediate feel-good benefits that predicted physical activity with this group of people.
That's Michelle Seeger, a University of Michigan professor who wrote the book No Sweat, How the Simple Science of Motivation Can Bring You a Lifetime of Fitness. And her central point, I'd say, is that we have to shift our paradigm of exercise, our idea of it, to one that's more about feeling good.
That's going to be much more motivating for more people than shaking our finger at them or saying, you know, you're going to die if you don't do this.
So, Eddie, it sounds like right now we just have to start.
Yeah, right. Just standing up like we're doing. But here's something else you could do. Take the stairs.
Seems pretty obvious, right?
It's quicker than waiting for some of those old elevators. Absolutely.
It's true. So that's a small thing. It's a start. And going forward, we'll be exploring everything from how to change the meaning of exercise for you to losing weight to how to sort of get going and keep going. And if you fall back onto the couch, how to get back off of it to even feeling good naked.
Ooh. You'll also hear stories from all kinds of people, some athletes, and some people who've never even run a mile.
If you haven't subscribed yet, you can do it at wbur.fm/magicpill.
And every day on the podcast, we're going to leave you with a great workout song. Today's song is Free by Cordelia and the Buffalo. That's it for day one.
I just wanna be free. Yeah.